We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Cut off, step back, three ball up. Got it! Wow!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Country Store and Barbecue. We're talking Sooner basketball this hour. We call it Sooner Sports Talk. You can be a part of the show if you'd like to send a question in via Twitter. You can. Our Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox tonight at OU on the air or at T-Row OU. Sherry Cole will be alongside in the second half hour. Her team coming off a win over Kansas on Wednesday night. Gabby Gregory was sensational for them in that one. So we'll talk to Sherry here in about 30 minutes. But right now, please help me welcome a guy who's got a whole bunch of dubs to talk about tonight, the head coach of the Sooners. Lon Kruger's with us, everybody. Hi, Coach.
Doby, good evening. How you doing there?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight, Coach?
Well, good. Guys, keep making progress and hanging in there. And obviously a good week. Anytime you can win a couple like that, you feel good about it and have to keep getting better.
I'll say it was a good week. Our opening segment brought to you by Noble McIntyre. McIntyre Law is the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Good week indeed. The Sooners beat Kansas on Saturday, 75-68. Then got Texas on Tuesday night in Austin, 80-79. We'll talk about that Texas game coming up in the next segment. Let's look at the Kansas victory here in segment number one. Coach, this was, anytime the Jayhawks come to town, there's a little extra buzz in the arena. And your team fell behind early, but they hung in there, and I thought they played tremendous.
Guys did. I thought, they did exactly that. I thought defensively we were really pretty solid all night long. That stretch at the end of the first, I think we went up 9 with a few minutes to go in the first half, and then we couldn't score. And defensively, I thought it kept Kansas from, taking the lead, which is a credit to our guys on the defensive end. But, again, a lot of different guys stepping up and making big plays. And anytime you can beat the Jayhawks, of course, you feel good about that.
Brady Manick hits the three with about 8 minutes to go. Here we got a three-point game in the final four. Elijah Harkless, a big rebound. We'll talk more about him in a second. Driving layup by Austin Reeves makes it a five-point game. Then Emoja Gibson, same thing. Other side to push the lead to 7 with under 2 minutes to play. Kirk Weth likes it. We all liked it. Rebound grab. Harkless gets another big rebound in the final minute. Sooners able to hit some free throws, and they hung around, though. Abaji hits a shot to give Kansas a chance. That foul sends Davion to the line, but not enough. Sooners secure the board here with Jalen Hill, and they win it 75-68. The Sooners get a third consecutive victory and move into, at that point, third place all alone in the Big 12 standings. And Elijah Harkless, let's start there, Coach, named Big 12 Newcomer of the Week for his effort in that game and the Kansas State game. He continues to be fantastic for you.
Yeah, EJ, he's getting better every game. I think back in September, October, we've said he really practiced with an attitude, a positive energy. Really did great things. We became eligible in December. He didn't transfer that immediately to the games. He's very conscientious and he wants to do things right, and he didn't want to disrupt anything that was going on. And yet, I thought with each game, he's played better. And he's played with more and more confidence. The last couple of games, of course, he's been outstanding on both ends of the floor. He just brings a physicality to our club that, that no one else does. He's aggressive on the ball. He's aggressive rebounding the basketball. And we need that to continue to rub off.
How'd you find Elijah Harkless, Coach? What's the recruiting story there? How did he get from Cal State Northridge to Oklahoma?
Yeah, nothing that unusual. He goes into the transfer portal, and we contact their coaching staff out there, and you do that with a lot of guys in the transfer portal, and then you sort through which ones you might think are a good fit. We did the same thing with Emoja Gibson at North Texas. Of course, we knew Emoja a little bit better because we had played them a couple times, but Jim Herrick, the assistant coach at Northridge, I've known him for a lot of years, and the things he said about Elijah, were things that would make anyone interested. Tough guy, big-time competitor, hard-nosed defender, loves to being in the gym, great teammate. All those things got us interested, and we made the calls, and one thing led to another. Of course, during COVID, there wasn't any visiting, there wasn't any traveling, just a case of doing it by Zoom, and Elijah determined he wanted to be a Sooner.
Boy, it says a lot about his game that we've all fallen in love with him, and the scoring is kind of the last thing to come along here. I mean, he's starting to score the ball for you at double figures against Texas, but it's everything else. It's the diving for balls. It's the defense. It's the rebounds. It's all of that that has made him a fan favorite already.
Absolutely, and he's been a favorite of the teammates as well because they love the way he plays, and he'll continue to score. That's, like you say, the last thing to come along, but he will be a good scorer for us, and he'll get more shots, and he'll be more aggressive, and again, he continues to shoot the ball well in practice.
Davion Harmon had 22 in that game against Kansas. It was the third straight game he had led you in scoring. Where has Davion made himself a better player this year, Coach?
Really, across the board, and Davion's always worked really hard. He's always defended the ball really well. I think the thing offensively, he's playing great. He's playing great. Didn't take care of the ball as well at Texas, but he still shot the ball well. He's shot the ball well in the previous three games. I think his selection of shots has been much improved. He works hard. He gets up a ton of shots after practice, before practice, and he'll keep getting better. You know, he's a hard-nosed guy that loves to compete, and we're excited about the way he's playing.
We've got a lot of questions rolling in on Twitter tonight, and I want to hit you with one here because I think it's appropriate. It's applicable to the Kansas win. At Innovative Images says, the bench seems deeper than any other team at OU in recent years. Is this a fact? Speak to your depth and how much it's helping you. You know, maybe even more so this year, Coach, considering the COVID situation everybody's dealing with.
No question, and I believe it is definitely deeper than we've had in quite some time. And the key there is the guys coming in off the bench are all bringing something unique, you know, whether it be Emoja, making shots, Jalen Hill, kind of all-around game. One night it might be a rebound. He shot the ball well at Texas. Victor's energy at Texas I thought was huge in terms of, the outcome of the game. He blocked a couple shots. He guarded the ball like crazy. So anyone that comes into the ball game, Trey Phipps comes in and a threat to make baskets, and that's a good thing. Right now Brady's coming off. And of course, he's going to keep getting better and better as he recovers from COVID, but still not 100% by any means, but he's practiced better and made shots today in practice, and I think we'll continue to do that and become more like himself here in the future. So we're excited about what they're doing individually, and that depth has been very important.
Here's another good question from Terry Jones on Twitter. It's our Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox question of the night. Academy Sports and Outdoors, our sponsor for all officially licensed Sooners gear. He says, have you ever had as tough of a run against such quality opponents as you're in the middle of now? I love this stat. In the history of OU basketball, only once has OU played three consecutive top 10 teams until this year. And now they've done that twice in the month of January. You played three straight top 10s in early January, and you're about to play your third straight top 10 Saturday when you take on number 9 Alabama. So the question is, Coach, have you ever had in your illustrious coaching career a stretch like this?
No, we haven't. And that stat that you just mentioned would speak to that, of course. I think 6 out of 7, according to Ben Colagelli, in that top 11. And, number one, you have to have a lot of teams in the conference ranked in the top 11. And then number two, you have to have them scheduled that way during conference play. So it's very unlikely that maybe has ever happened before. So it's a challenge. Our guys have handled in the first two games pretty well, and we got to keep that going. And we know how tough the challenge is that lies ahead.
All right, so the Sooners get the Jayhawks. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about that wild thriller down in Austin. And coming up, we'll preview the Big 12 SEC showdown this Saturday. It's the Crimson and Cream against the Crimson Tide. This is going to be fun. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's. Stay with us.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one. To make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Home to one unbeatable concert venue. Featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts. And with great
restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone. All in one place.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact redbudpt.com today. Redbud Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. We have over 100 years of combined litigation experience fighting for Oklahomans injured as a result of a semi crash. These crashes are traumatic and in most cases cause catastrophic injuries and even death. Our most recent trial involved a fatal semi truck crash, resulting in a $4.25 million verdict for our client. If you have been injured and want to know more about your rights, call us. The consultation is free. We love what we do and we're good at it. We are trial lawyers. Call McIntyre Law today.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Norman's Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center, where you get the 7-day clean car guarantee. Now you can join the Cruisin' Mobile Text Club. Text CRUISE and the number 1 to 30400 and receive a free car wash courtesy of Cruisin' Auto Spa, located at 1235 West Main in Norman. Make sure you visit their website for more information. CruisinAutoSpa.com. Messaging and data rates may occur.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Grom's new sweet and spicy Gouda burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun, top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon, add a little mayo, and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Grom's sweet and spicy Gouda burger, available for a limited time at Grom's.
It in. Inbound to Moja Gibson. Fouled and he got it. Backing him into the paint. Stop. Fade away from eight. Good. Davion got him deep. Knocked it down. It's a 1-point game. And a steal. Moja Gibson. Layup. Got it. And one. Mo Gibson. Thievery. Splits defenders. Kick out. Davion a three up high. Bam. Backing on Coleman, turn around, fade away. Oh, what a shot! Drive down the lane, right-hand layup. Got it! And the foul! Alondis crossover, drive to the rim, bang, layup, good! Artless drive, splits defenders, powers it up and in. Jalen Hill's got an open three, top of the key. Got it!
We got to come out, we got to hit first, right? They hit us the first 8 minutes, then we took over, right?
Started by Andrew Jones, gives him a couple of jab steps, goes baseline, throws it up over the backboard, and in! Brady feeds low, Harkless, good position, draws two defenders, pump fake, layup, got it, and one! Amoja, kick corner, open three, Jalen Hill, got it! Kick out, Hill will try for his third three, yes sir! Reeves for three, top of the key! Austin Reeves, cold-blooded! Into the paint, fade away, got it! A teardrop! Down low to Harkless, bad pass, Harkless falls on it, but he's got three Longhorns on him, he's completely surrounded, the ball trickles out, it goes right to Davion, who lays it in!
Sooners
This sports talk is brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Anheuser-Busch. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Homeland, a fresh experience. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Riverwind, still the one. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Anytime you cross the Red River and come home with a victory, it feels good. OU beats Texas on Tuesday night in a bizarre game, a wild finish, 80-79. Lon Kruger is with us to talk about it. There were 49 fouls called in that game. Oklahoma was in the bonus before the first media timeout of the second half. There were no fans in attendance. Coach, it was a strange, bizarre night, but you got the dub, and that's all that matters.
It was a crazy night, and the guys fought hard. We had a lead most of the way, certainly in the second half, 7-9 points. We just couldn't ever quite pop it. You know, we had some looks to take it to 12, 14, 15. We just couldn't quite do that. And then Texas, they're a good ball club. They're really good. You know, they made a couple threes there late to get it back to a one-possession game. And fortunately, Austin goes to the line, makes a couple free throws. But, yeah, it was a big battle all night. And guys played hard on both teams. And we caught them a little shorthanded because of COVID. And I'm sure that made a difference from their perspective. But still a good win.
Your small lineup was good for you in this one, Coach.
It was good in that we got to the line. We didn't make free throws like we normally do at the percentage that we normally do. And that could have hurt us in the long run. But, yeah, we got to the line. We attacked their size, got into the paint, drew some fouls, and did get to the free throw line a lot.
I thought both in the Kansas game and this game, you showed some toughness. You had leads in both of those games in the second half. And we're able to fight off runs. You knew runs were coming from both of those teams, and we're able to hit big shots and big moments to hold them off.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to do that. They're going to make a run, and guys did a good job. They're late. I thought late in the Kansas ball game really handled that, the pressure, the pressing well. And I thought late in this ball game we had a little trouble scoring, but kept battling on the defensive end.
That bucket by Austin Reeves was the last field goal of the night for OU with 3:50 to go. They would get a couple of free throws late from Austin Reeves to push it to a three-point lead. Texas would get a bucket on the other end to cut it to a one-point game. Then they had this attempt to win it. Elijah Harkless, a la Trey Brown, with the interception to win the Red River Showdown. 80-79 was the final. A couple of things from the final sequence we didn't see here, Coach, I wanted to ask you about. Heads up play by Jalen Hill on the inbounds pass to be able to make sure he had established himself inbounds before touching the basketball. That's just, being basketball smart right there. I'm sure that's not something you guys practice.
Yeah, it's one of those things you can't practice. The ball was bouncing at him, and he made sure that he got his feet in before he kind of even gave a little ground with the pass before he touched it. So really good instincts by Jalen there. And then, obviously, Fallon, we were up three there with five and a half seconds to go. Good play there as well.
The missed free throw at the end. I was talking to Kevin Henry about this on the radio broadcast. Now, is that something you practice or would ever practice, missing free throws?
We practice blocking out on free throw line every day. We need to add that to our agenda. Jalen's comment afterwards is, "Wow, I just didn't know how to miss it." Yeah. And which I get that. But I said, we'll just shoot it a little bit long and a little bit to the right, instead of rifling it up there. But Jalen was, he's got such good instincts, good smarts. He was embarrassed by that play. But we needed that clock to start on the miss instead of letting him throw it in and throw it deep.
He was fantastic for you. He had made, I think, two threes all year before Tuesday night, and he goes 3-for-3 from three-point range against Texas. Okay, let's take a look at this play. Everybody's talking about it. The play of the game presented by Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money. Of course, it's Austin Reeves on the baseline. You're trying to get on the board here in the second half, looking for some offense. He thought he got fouled, coach, got bumped out of bounds, threw it up and in, didn't get the call, but he made SportsCenter's number two highlight of the night with that one. A remarkable play.
It was one of those shots that you're taking it because you think you're going to get a foul call. Then when you don't get the foul call, unusual that it goes in. And yet in this case, Austin's kind of stayed with it and focused on it and got the bucket.
What's the rule there, coach, as far as going over the backboard?
Yeah, the rule is that backboard in a solid way extends away from the free throw line. So if the ball goes over the corner, you're okay. If it goes through what would be a solid area behind that backboard, then that would be a violation. And I think in this case, it did go over the corner and not through that solid area that would be extended from the backboard away from the free throw line.
Unbelievable shot and a fantastic play. I don't want to take him for granted, coach. You've got a guy there in Austin Reeves who wants to and takes big shots for you in big moments of games. The three-pointer he hit against Texas was a dagger as well. You've had some of those killers on your team in the past, Buddy Hield and Trey Young, and here's a kid in the big moments that wants the ball.
No question about that. He's certainly the guy, a few guys could be at the line with 18 seconds to go needing to make both, and Austin did that. Here's a three that at a critical time, and he's a guy that very competitive there, late-game situations, always, of course, but especially in late-game situations, and he's making some big buckets.
Quickly on Twitter, one more question before we go to timeout. Kendall Eschbeck, good question. Did playing in an empty arena but having fake crowd noise mess with the team at all?
After the game got started, I didn't think that it did. Certainly it was different. It was the first time we had played in an arena without any fans. Normally we've been on the road. It's been 20% capacity. But it was different. But once the game got started, I didn't think too much about it. I didn't hear the players commenting about it as well.
Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we're talking OU Alabama coming up Saturday morning. It's the game of the day in college basketball. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU and the only place you can get the OU Visa debit card and gift card. Flash your Sooner spirit with every purchase with the OU debit card. It's the most convenient way to access your funds, and it's accepted at millions of locations worldwide. Plus, do all your shopping in one spot and spread your Sooner loyalty with the OU gift card. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Catches it. The spin move. Drop step to the baseline. He's laying a jam.
Steps back for three. Count it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom! Count it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
It's a new season. And at Sport Clips Haircuts, all of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game with our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
And you'll be stepping out like a pro.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
OU graduates can win $20,000 from MidFirst Bank. If you're a December 2020 or May 2021 graduate, then you're eligible for the Seize the Day with 20K sweepstakes. Simply register your MidFirst debit card and start earning entries. Each purchase with your debit card now through May 31st earns you an additional entry. Don't miss this chance to add $20,000 to your graduation from MidFirst Bank. Visit midfirst.com/OU20K today to register your card. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A little bit of sweet and a whole lot of heat. Grom's new sweet and spicy Gouda Burger is packed with mouth-watering flavor. We start with a fresh-baked artisan multigrain bun. Top it with a sizzling burger patty and bacon. Add a little mayo and then throw on the heat with apple habanero barbecue sauce and jalapenos. Oh, and we can't forget the smoked Gouda cheese melted to perfection. Brahms Sweet and Spicy Gouda Burger, available for a limited time at Brahms.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. Get Sooner Sports news and talk on demand whenever you want with the Sooner Sports Podcast. Exclusive interviews, post-game shows, and all things Sooner Sports. Subscribe today at Soonersports.com/podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind and Allstate. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the court with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com.
Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Visit KincaidCoach.com to learn more. There you see Baylor in first. The Sooners now third place all alone, knocking on the door of Texas. West Virginia, OSU, Texas Tech, Kansas, all in the rear view. We are at the halfway point, at least OU is, 9 games into an 18-game conference schedule. But as we come back to Rudy's, we step out of conference this weekend for the very popular Big 12 SEC showdown. The Sooners will tip off the event. First game out of the blocks, 11 a.m. on Saturday against one of the hottest teams in America, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They are in first place in the SEC, Coach, as I know you well know, 9-0, playing some great basketball right now. What kind of a challenge does Alabama present for you?
A huge challenge. They're very good. Coach Oates has done such a good job, just year number two. And it looks like he's been there for 3 or 4 years, recruited to his style, to his system. They average over 30 threes attempted in a ball game, and all these guys can drive it, can make shots. They guard you like crazy, playing with great enthusiasm. So, yeah, a huge challenge. Again, you'd think we weren't stepping out of conference when you look at the way they're playing and how good they are.
Stylistically, can you compare them to someone you've played already this year?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think anyone we've played really is intentional about shooting over 30 threes in a ball game. You know, they're going to drive and get to the paint, and if you help in, they do a great job of passing it back out. They're very good off the dribble, so it's not like you can, you know, if you don't guard the dribble real well, then they're going to be causing you to get in rotation all night long, and that's what they want. That's what they live on and thrive on. So you got to do a good job of guarding the ball, and you got to do a good job of getting to shooters on the perimeter.
Big 12 SEC Challenge, 10 games back-to-back-to-back on Saturday, and we'll see who has the higher tally at the end of the day. But OU and Bama coming up at 11 o'clock. Make sure you're in the arena if you can get one of the lucky tickets this Saturday. If not, we'll have pregame coverage starting for you at 10:30. The broadcast will be on ESPN on television. Coach, good luck to you on Saturday. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate it.
That's Lon Kruger. Stick around. Sherry Cole coming up next. Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
At OG&E, the energy we deliver is more than electrical. We energize our neighborhoods with the country's lowest rates while attracting new businesses to our communities. We energize education, supporting school after school to energize our children's potential. We energize the future by diving headfirst into dozens of charitable partnerships as well as investing in cutting-edge technology that creates a cleaner tomorrow. At OG&E, we energize life. Get energized at OGETogether.com.
Catches it, the spin move, drop step to the baseline. Slam it jam!
Steps back for three! Found it from way downtown!
Drives the lane, kaboom! Count it! And gets the foul! Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan with game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
At Riverwind, we've been number one for over 10 years. Because we all work together as one to make you feel like one in a million.
We're still having fun.
To one unbeatable concert venue featuring a never-ending stream of number one acts, and with great restaurants and one gorgeous hotel, it's something for everyone, all in one place.
Is pain or an injury keeping you from doing the things you love? Great news. There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. With 31 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond. Contact ptcentral.org today. Physical Therapy Central, proud sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics and trusted choice for keeping you in the game of life.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great race, we gave this game day jam surprisingly great lyrics.
I want a race that's great. Who is this to
Landers Auto Group of Norman. Just like the Sooners, our goal isn't just to win. It's to make them remember our name, to make them remember who we are, to show everyone why we do what we do and why we do it so well. We didn't become the best by chance. There are no coincidences here. We work tirelessly, and above all, we don't give up. Giving up has never been an option. So ask yourself, what does driving tradition mean to me? Is it dependability, determination, or unwavering confidence? Because those are the principles that drive us and your Oklahoma Sooners. We strive to make every OU fan proud, and we'll keep doing that time and time again. That's driving tradition. This is Landers Auto Group of Norman, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Visit LandersChevroletNorman.com and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Driving tradition.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It's Sooner Sports Talk. We're talking OU basketball, and we welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Sherry Cole, coming off a win last night in the LNC. Hi, Coach.
Hey, Toby. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm good, I think.
Good. Let's see if we can confirm that over the next 20 minutes or so. Sooners coming off a win over Kansas last night. We'll talk about that in just a second. Our opening segment with Coach, brought to you by McIntyre Law. Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law is the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. Before we get to that Kansas win, there was a milestone reached on Saturday night for one of your players down in Waco, Texas. Matty Williams reached the 1,000-point plateau in her career. There's the presentation of the 1,000-point ball to her back here on Wednesday night in Norman. But she did it pretty quickly, Coach. That's impressive.
She's been impressive this year. Just love this kid. I love her way. She's easy to be around. She's fun to interact with at practice every day, and she's become a hungry, ever-improving basketball player. I'm just so proud of her and proud of the work that she's put in, and this is just the tip of the iceberg for her. She's going to have two more seasons here at Oklahoma. And you know what, Toby? We've never really talked about what this COVID year, this sort of exempt season is going to mean for record books. I don't know what that looks like, you know, in terms of career assists or career three-pointers made or career scoring or points total. I don't know what that means when you get an extra season. I don't know what that looks like. What do you think?
I think it messes everything up. Yeah. You're right. We're going to have some players that end up six seasons somewhere because of this year, and it's going to really jumble up. We're going to have a bunch of asterisks, I think, is what that means. Good-looking graphic there of the three players on your team that have eclipsed the 1,000-point plateau. Ana Yanusa, I've forgotten, Coach. It's good to see her picture again there. Can't wait to add her back to the mix.
Hadn't played in so long, Toby, so long. What a banged-up career she has had. You know, it's interesting sometimes when you take the time to stop and look. As great of a career as Whitney Hand had here at Oklahoma, what if she had been injury-free? I mean, what would that have looked like? And I know doesn't do any good to go back and think about those things, but it's hard sometimes not to, especially when you think about a kid like Whit and the caliber of individual she is and the time that she put in. And you think about Ana and how much she loves basketball and the time that she's put in and all the time she spent on the side, which is almost as much as she spent on the court. Your heart just aches for those guys, and I'm just pulling for Ana's full recovery, that she can have a senior year that she deserves.
Matty, by the way, 29 points against Baylor down there, and their good defense on Saturday night. Let's talk about the Kansas win on Wednesday night. Take a look at some highlights as the Jayhawks came into the LNC. Second time you've seen Kansas this year. You played them with only six players last time around up in Lawrence. Little did we know you were going to do it again on Wednesday night, unfortunately, Coach. But a valiant effort by the Super Six.
We just pulled an old switcheroo and had a different six this time.
That's right.
It's the strangest feeling, Toby. You come out in pregame warm-up and you watch the opponent, and it literally feels like they have the cavalry. It feels like there are 97 people warming up on their end, and you look down at ours and there are six kind of doing two-line layups, because what else are you going to do with six people? I'll tell you what, though. I had a blast last night. I think our kids did, too. We just were doing everything that we could moment by moment to try to take advantage of what Kansas was trying to do against our five guards. And, of course, they were trying to pound the ball inside. And sometimes we had Tot fronting a 6'4" center and Maddie trying to put pressure on the basketball to keep it from going in. Our execution was interesting. Sometimes Tatum was running the five spot. We'd call an action and we'd have to tell her, we got 2 point guards in at the same time now who never play together, but they're playing together now because we only have six. And so we would move Tatum to the five and we'd be telling her literally, go here, do this, because it was a position she hasn't been in before. So Down the stretch, we made it a little more interesting than it should have been. I think we were finished before it was over, unfortunately. But
I've
we
been
held
that
on.
Way on this show a few times.
Well,
so, yeah.
If we've lived long enough, we've all been there. But we hung on long enough to be able to finish it out, and it wasn't quite as close as it felt like it was right at the end.
84-81, the Sooners win, and the star of the night was Gabby Gregory. 27 points, 6 3-pointers. I feel like it was last week on this show we were talking about you're ready for a third somebody to step up, and you thought maybe that was going to be Gabby Gregory, and here you go. She delivered in a big way.
Well, you know what? She's a whole lot better shooter than her last three games had revealed. And the law of averages just catches up. You just know she's a better shooter than that. So that means there's going to be a game or two where she makes everything, because it's all going to come back to the middle somewhere. And the way she was shooting it at rehearsal before this game, Toby, you knew we got to get her some looks early. It's coming out of her hand like butter. And that's what happened in the game. She just felt so in rhythm. And part of that, too, is with five guards on the floor, Kansas had to make some concessions somewhere, and they weren't willing to leave T-Rob, who shot beautifully and was Steph Curry-esque in the first half. They're not willing to leave her. They got to guard Maddie with at least a man and a half. So we were able to create some space for Gabby there, and she certainly delivered. And it's just a lot easier to win games with three guys really being consistent attacks at the rim.
Gabby was fantastic. How do you coach with six players? You know, do you have to – it didn't look like you slowed the pace. You scored 84 points. Do you have to be less aggressive because of foul trouble problems? What are all of the implications to only having six players?
Oh, I wish I could tell you all of them. I wish we had enough time to talk about it all. It is a little bit like putting together a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle with the flashlight. It is interesting. It is fun. The players are adapting to it, running some offensive actions that put defenses in some precarious positions. One of the things that I think we've improved on dramatically, I talked to our team a little bit about this, from the first time we played them with six, of course we had 24 hours notice before that happened, so we really didn't get a chance to even think about or prepare for what that might look like beyond, whoa, we got to slow this down. We also had three true freshmen. We didn't have Maddie Williams, so that changed things a bit. But we were able to play more, quote-unquote, normal last night in terms of pace and tempo. We were able to play aggressively, defensively, instead of just pulling away like, I'm not even going to give you a chance to call a foul. We were able to stay aggressive and guard according to principles and according to scout, and yet be disciplined enough to not put ourselves in harm's way. Yeah. So a lot of improvements there. And, scoring in the upper 80s with only six guys, that means a lot of guys on the floor are very capable and very skilled.
Do you go to the officials before the game and go, listen, I only got six. Take it easy on the fouls tonight.
You know, if I thought it would help, I would certainly do that. I'm not sure it would do a thing.
I'm thinking of it from the player's perspective. It's got to be a little freeing to know it doesn't really matter what I do, she can't take me out, right? I mean, the fear of being benched was always in the back of my mind as a player, but that's kind of gone. Maybe you play a little freer that way.
There's some good and some bad to that, Toby. Yeah, you know, like it's like you've really got to have some intestinal fortitude and some intrinsic motivation deep within inside to continue to get better and pay attention to things that you're doing wrong. Because the ultimate behavior changer is to have a seat, and everybody wants to play. And so when you don't really have that, not that anyone purposely decides, you know, hey, I'm just not going to do this because I know I'm not going to come out. It's not that. It's sort of a subconscious thing. And you really got to be tough on the inside to be able to keep getting better in that scenario. But I do think to a certain extent it is freeing. We tried to create that kind of atmosphere last night, to be quite honest. We just wanted them to have fun. We wanted them to play with joy. We wanted them to revel in the fact that we might be doing things that we had never talked about before, or we didn't even know we might do until the situation presented itself. So just be kind of like putty. Be willing to be stretched wherever we need to stretch you to do what we need to do to win the game. And they did that, and I think there was a There's a lot of fun in that. We all had a really good time last night figuring out how to be successful when the odds were stacked against us.
Kansas State's coming up next. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk about the matchup with the Wildcats. And I want to ask you about Tatum Vitenheimer. She had a good night last night as well. You're watching Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Honey, big news.
Gary, are you okay?
Oh, I'm not Gary anymore. I'm Jackie Flash.
What?
See, I want the latest smartphone, but the best deals are only for new customers. So to get a new customer deal, I changed my name to Jackie Flash.
Okay, but the best smartphone deals at AT&T are for everyone, new and existing customers.
That's huge. Then guess who's getting a deal?
Is it Jackie Flash?
Jackie Flash.
It's not complicated. At AT&T, our best smartphone deals are for everyone. Restrictions apply. Visit att.com for details.
Saving money is good, but saving money and time is even better. Simple, safe, and quick, the My Phillips 66 app saves you up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas, so you can focus on going and saving. Download today so you can save more to go more. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay within the My Phillips 66 app. Select payment methods may apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2021.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world, globally or locally. UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action.
Hey, hit the light.
Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
If some of your healthcare has been on hold lately, it's time. Time to come back to Mercy. We'll help you come back safely by following strict standards for disinfecting, social distancing, and requiring masks for all patients, visitors, and coworkers. Find tips to help you stay safe at mercy.net/soonersafety. Visit mercy.net/soonersafety and plan to come back safely for the care you need. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
Pizza Hut has a winning tradition of their own. We have been home to the original stuffed crust pizza for over 25 years. An extra playful pizza you want to eat backwards. This pizzeria-style crust with a ring of melted cheese baked right in will take your game day favorites to the next level. Select either of our contactless options with delivery or curbside pickup when you order for a safe experience. There's only one home for original stuffed crust pizza. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen. To draft an agent for your team, visit shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health, Anheuser-Busch, and the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies, and our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, and OU Health.
Here's a look at our Big 12 standings brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Visit KincaidCoach.com to learn more. Baylor, West Virginia, Iowa State. There you see the Sooners got a win last night, moved to 2-5, and on the climb as they get ready for Kansas State now coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock in Manhattan. And let's start there as we welcome in now Sherry Cole again. Our Rudy's Anywhere, Sooners Everywhere question of the night comes from Trey Landon on Twitter. He's going to win a $50 gift card to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue for this question, Coach. What's the one thing you'd like to see from your ladies in a competitive matchup this weekend in Manhattan? What's the key Saturday, Coach? Trey wants to know.
Their big post girl, who's 6'6", and we don't have one on our roster over 6 foot tall right now. We have no post players. So that is a bit of a problem in and of itself. The flip side of that is she has to come out and guard us. So maybe what we can do on the offensive end, maybe we got to outscore them, you know, take a page out of Billy Ball.
Anytime we can take a page out of Billy Ball, I like it. And congratulations, Trey. We'll have a $50 gift card headed your way soon. Tatum Vitenheimer, Coach, had made 2 threes all year until last night, and she dumped 3 in last night. Tell me about your assessment of her game.
Well, first of all, I think the fact that she played and competed and did so in the manner that she did was pretty impressive. She lost her grandfather the night before and wanted to play in his honor and had her wrist taped up with Papa on written on her wrist. And she competed like crazy for 40 minutes and then went home to Winthorst to be with her family. So the fact that that she was able to muster the presence to be not only on the floor, but to be as effective as she was. I thought she shot with confidence, thought she made great decisions, made a couple of effort plays, quite honestly, down the stretch that probably secured it for us. It was about an 8-9 point game, and she made a couple of effort plays that gave us an opportunity to stretch it to double digits again. And, you know, to win conference games, you got to have kids who are doing that, making those plays that change the momentum and give you the cushion that you need. So I thought probably if you're going to give a game ball to somebody, it would have gone to her last night.
That's great. You mentioned Taylor Robertson. I don't even know. I just don't want to take her for granted. You know, I feel like every week I could come on and just say, wow, what a shooter. She goes 10 for 18 from three this week. She's shooting right at 50% on the season from 3-point range. You compared her to Steph Curry, her game last night in the last segment. But she's just jaw-dropping when you watch how easily she hits the three-point shot.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned taking her for granted. My greatest fear is it'll be like somebody who lives in Denver and doesn't see the mountains anymore. You know,
yeah.
Come on. What she does is special. And it's always under massive duress. Very rarely does she get anything that's easy. I got to give her teammates credit, too, for doing a great job of screening for her and bringing the ball to her, letting the ball have eyes so it can find her in that split second that she's open, because she will not stay open for long. But the degree of difficulty of her shots last night and her efficiency, I think she was 5 of 7 from three, is pretty astounding. I was sharing a couple of clips with a men's coach last night, and it was just like, she has a cannon. Like, what in the world is that? Does that happen all the time? And I said, yeah, pretty much. We've come to depend upon it.
You had 20 assists on 28 made field goals against Kansas. As the point guard that you are, I know that had to make you happy.
Very happy. I think it means we're sharing the basketball. I think it means we're understanding not only our own strengths and weaknesses, but our teammates' strengths and weaknesses. I think the stat line would show maybe 17 turnovers last night, but we completely lost our marbles in the final minute and a half and had 13 turnovers up to that point. So we are really Baylor game. We had 13 turnovers. We're really playing around that mark where you give yourself a chance to win every game, regardless of how well you shoot the ball. And fortunately, last night we shot the ball well and had minimal turnovers until that last minute and a half, 2 minutes. So that's a recipe for success. But I think to have a true freshman point guard, being able to see all those things that are happening. And the other piece of that, Toby, is we're really having to machinate a lot of action to be able to get T-Rob those shots that she gets. We don't have a lot of people that break you down off the dribble with Anna not in the lineup anymore and not having Liz, who creates some problems down there with her athleticism at the rim. We've got to do, of course, Maddie can break you down off the dribble, but we've got to do a lot of stuff to be able to get open looks. And that means that the guy with the ball in their hand, which is Tot most of the time, really has to see all the things that are happening. And it's like a like an experienced quarterback clicking through those reads.
Yeah.
You know, they make it look so easy. Tom Brady goes bang, 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 and then hits the one that he needs to hit. But for a freshman to be able to do that with the sureness right. that she is, it's really impressive. And I thought Tot, we didn't have time to talk about her, but I thought she was big time last night as well.
Good luck against K-State in Texas this week, Coach.
Thank you, Toby.
Good to see you again, and we'll see you all next week on Sooner Sports Talk. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.